This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's crackdown on militias may have worked out better than it seemed at the time. An attempt to seize control of Basra led to initial embarrassment. But when the Shiite Muslim prime minister showed himself willing to strike at Shiite Muslim militias, he built some political credibility. And now an important Sunni Muslim group says it is willing to rejoin Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's government. NPR's Eric Westerveld takes a second look at the fight against militias.
Despite early big operational missteps in his crackdown on Sadr's militia in Basra, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has rebounded militarily and politically. Iraqi troops, with major help from U.S. and British air power and special forces, have now secured key Sadr strongholds in Basra. And Sadr City, the cleric's power base in Baghdad, is basically penned in by Iraqi and U.S. troops. On the political side, Prime Minister Maliki has used his tough stance against Sadr's militia to rebuild much-needed support, especially among former Sunni Arab foes.
We are about to return to the government. The atmosphere is really promising. It's a political spring.
Ala Meki is one of the leaders of the Sunni Accordance Front, the largest Sunni political bloc in parliament. Meki's talk of a political spring is a remarkable turnaround for a group that bolted Maliki's coalition last year, blasting the prime minister as overly sectarian and inept. But today, Meki says, the Sunnis are happily returning to the game.
Our concerns was mainly the amnesty, and it was achieved. So now there is good atmosphere, closer relations.
So what's changed? Meki insists the rapprochement has little to do with Maliki's hard line against Sadr and his Mehdi army militia. But the fact is, Maliki's crackdown has won him praise and support from Iraqi Sunnis, Kurds, and some Shia, as well as the United States, key Arab and European states, and the Iranian ambassador to Iraq, among others. Hama Khalil is a Kurdish member of the Iraqi parliament.
It is true that a national agreement took place to back up Maliki's government, both in fighting terrorism and armed militias.
Sporadic fighting continues between Sadr's forces and Iraqi and U.S. troops. Back-channel talks are underway to try to stop the conflict from spiraling further into all-out Shiite-on-Shiite bloodshed. Ali Hussein Al-Alaq is an advisor to Nouri al-Maliki and a member of parliament with the prime minister's coalition, the United Iraqi Alliance. He believes the military pressure in Basra and Baghdad on Sadr's militia, known as the Jaish al-Mehdi or Mehdi Army, has pushed the Sadrist towards compromise.
They have realized that there is no path other than turning the Jaish al-Mahdi into a political institution that takes part in the political process, just like any other institution.
But it's not at all clear Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia have realized that. Over the weekend, Sadr threatened total war until liberation. So far, that warning has meant little change on the ground. Dr. Nasser al-Rubai is a leader of the Sadrist political bloc. He shuffled into parliament Tuesday afternoon, looking dejected.
Up to this moment, there are no official negotiations, and the mediation efforts by third parties to solve the crisis have not been helpful and have not translated into any practical measures on the ground.
That gloomy forecast doesn't bode well for a clean political end to the crisis with Sadr, and there are still deep concerns the ongoing internal Shiite power struggle may, in the end, only sharpen sectarian divides. Sunni parliamentarian Saleh al-Mutlaq is with the National Dialogue Council. He sees little change in the essentially sectarian nature of the power jockeying underway ahead of key provincial elections this fall.
I'm not that optimistic about what's happening now. The problem can only be solved building the foundations of the states through technocrats, not through sectarianism.
The government, Mutlaq points out, is working to hand over ministries once controlled by the Sadrists to other Shiite parties. They're all still sectarian, the Sunni grumbles. All sectarian. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Baghdad.